From the Fairbanks Museum, good afternoon and welcome to this edition of An Eye on the Sky. Much more typical weather for the end of September prevails throughout the VPR listening region at this hour, with temperatures ranging from the low 50s over northern ridgelines to a few low 60s on far southern valley floors. Mostly sunny skies are currently the rule, only scattered stratocumulus mar and otherwise azure sky. Temperatures early this morning started out in the upper 20s to upper 40s. Saranac Lake, New York, was the cool spot at 28, while Burlington Airport was the balmiest reporting station at 49. Most other reporting sites came in with morning minimums in the mid-30s to low 40s. A narrow ridge of high pressure currently over the region will give way during the next 12 to 18 hours to a compact surface and mid-level disturbance diving east-southeastward from the vicinity of Lake Huron at this hour. Clouds from this system are closing in on the St. Lawrence Valley. They'll continue to spread east-southeastward this afternoon, as will showers tucked under the cold pool aloft just northwest of Lakes Erie and Ontario. The showers will spread over New York State this evening, then across Vermont from about Route 2 southward, and New Hampshire south of the White Mountains. Northeast Vermont, far northern New Hampshire, and southern Quebec will likely remain dry as this little system moves through. The greatest chance for showers will be over the central and southern Adirondacks, Vermont from about Route 4 southward, and southern New Hampshire. By midnight tonight, the surface low should be over the Catskills. By tomorrow morning, it should be near New York City. And by tomorrow evening, another large high-pressure area will be overspreading the entire region, poised to bring fair weather for Saturday night through early next week, along with temperatures that will moderate to above normal, though nothing like the recent heat wave. In the tropics, Hurricanes Lee and Maria have both weakened to tropical storms and are accelerating to the east through northeast, caught up in the westerlies over the North Atlantic. Lee, the compact cyclone that became the fifth major hurricane of the Atlantic season earlier this week, was located at 40.1 north, 49.5 west at 11 a.m., racing northeast at a little over 30 miles per hour. Maximum sustained winds have decreased to 70 miles per hour. Central pressure has risen to 992 millibars. Debilitating shear and cold water will cause Lee's demise during the next 24 to 36 hours, but its remains will bring strong winds to Ireland and Scotland on Sunday morning, their time. Maria is now nipping at Lee's heels. It's at 37.5 north, 60.1 west, moving east-northeast at 31 miles per hour, with sustained winds of 60 miles per hour and a central pressure of 988 millibars. It should continue rapidly east-northeastward and lose tropical characteristics by tomorrow night as it moves over cold water. On Sunday, it'll start to become absorbed into the circulation of a much larger extratropical low well to its northeast. Much closer to the U.S., an area of disturbed weather in the Northwest Caribbean and Florida Straits is expected to spit out one or two small lows on either side of the Florida Peninsula during the next 48 hours. These will need to be closely monitored for development into small tropical cyclones. But now back to our regional forecast. This afternoon, increasing clouds across New York and the St. Lawrence Valley with a chance for a shower late, otherwise mostly sunny. Quite cool, highs in the mid-50s near 60 north, 60 to 65 south, winds mainly north to northwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, becoming mostly cloudy, scattered to numerous showers through New York, in Vermont south of Route 2, and New Hampshire south of the White Mountains, lows in the upper 30s to mid-40s. Saturday, clearing from the Adirondacks and Route 2 northward, scattered morning showers south of the Adirondacks and from Route 2 south, tapering off northwest to southeast. Highs through the 50s. From the Fairbanks Museum, I'm meteorologist Steve Molesky with an Eye on the Sky.